This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
If I may be so bold, I'm the guy you want to talk to before you buy a new camera or maybe even a new car. But I know this other guy, Mark, who's the one to talk to before you buy an airline ticket. Mark Orlowski has to travel a lot for his real job running a nonprofit called the Sustainable Endowments Institute. But we consult him from time to time on the great game of purchasing air travel. Instead of worrying about which day of the week to book an airline ticket, Mark pays more attention to a ticket's refund policy.
Airlines are constantly comparing prices against their competitors. My best advice really is to focus on being aware of the change in cancellation policy so you can take advantage of maybe a better fare that comes along.
Now, we live in an era when the dollar is appreciating, but that's not the case with some frequent flyer miles. What's going on?
You know, in 2015, we saw Southwest announce their points were going to be worth less. American Airlines announced their own devaluation. And Delta said, we're no longer even going to show you an award chart. So you no longer will even know in advance how many points it's going to take to book a certain flight. And by that, I mean just use their award website on Delta.com to find out how many miles it's going to take. And that could change at any time with no notice.
I mean, there's not much you can do about that, Mark. I mean, it is their frequent flyer program. And if you look at the fine print, they reserve the right to change it when they want.
I think it's our jobs as savvy consumers to be able to sort of find the best deals when you're flying on United, maybe not even using United miles, maybe using Air Canada miles, or maybe using Singapore miles by transferring from, you know, credit card programs to get better reward pricing and get more favorable cancellation rules.
There are some airlines now that reward you if you pay more for your ticket. You get more frequent flyer miles if you buy an expensive ticket. If you buy the cheapo ticket, you don't get as many miles.
Yeah, exactly. So 2015 saw a major shift to airlines moving to a what's called a revenue-based award approach. You are earning your miles based on how many dollars you spent on the ticket, not how many miles you've flown. So quick example, I just flew from Boston to Los Angeles, and that's a 2,600-mile trip. Would have earned me 2,600 frequent flyer miles. Now, they just award you 5 points per dollar spent. Now, I got a great deal, $116. So instead of 2,600 miles, I'm earning less than 600 for the exact same flight. So that's, what is that, a 75% reduction in the amount of miles I'm earning, which definitely is a hit.
Mark Orlowski, his day job, executive director and founder of the Sustainable Endowments Institute, but he has this hobby watching over points. We sometimes call him our point man. Mark, thank you.
You bet.